The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Hello, this is Dane Wigginton with the weekly edition of Geoengineering Watch Radio's Global Alert News. This show is for October 1st, 2016. This show is broadcast on KQMS Radio throughout Northern California, Saturday morning, 6 to 7 a.m. on 1670 a.m., 99.3 FM, and 105.7 FM. It's a commercial-free news hour paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org because there's far too many dire stories to cover that don't need to be distracted with some commercial message. Far too much news to cover today in the time allotted, but I'll do my best. And I encourage all those who want to know what's going on, keep your eyes on the horizon because much is unfolding and unfolding very quickly. For those that are still refusing to open their eyes, here's a message. Those in power are totally and completely out of control. We don't live in a democracy, but rather an unfolding fascist police state that's run by corporate interests of the military, industrial, pharmaceutical complex. And if you don't believe it, you're not looking through a clear lens. So here's a challenge for those in the North State. Show the courage to actually investigate the facts, and I'll provide free commercial DVDs of groundbreaking, fact-filled documentary films so you can investigate yourself to start with. Free copies of 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth DVDs are available at Orchard Nutrition, again, for free. If the current supply runs out, I've just ordered hundreds more. And when the new shipment comes in, this shocking DVD will be available at Orchard Nutrition and Reading Radio. Again, provided for free. All I ask is that you actually view it. And if you can't disprove the data presented in this DVD, again, by top architects and engineers from around the world, now with over 2,700 members that have put their careers on the line to tell the truth. And once you see and review the rock-solid facts that they have presented, all I ask is please pass that DVD on to someone else so that others may also examine this information. I've also ordered 1,000 copies of another groundbreaking film titled Silent Epidemic, The Untold Vaccination Story. This is a documentary film by PhD Dr. Gary Null. This is a must-watch DVD for any that claim to care about our children. This film will also be given away free at Orchard Nutrition and Reading Radio. Yet another commercial DVD that covers the critical climate engineering dangers will also be available at Orchard Nutrition and Reading Radio. Examining critically important information is our obligation. It's not an option. Those who refuse to do so and who choose rather to blindly and dogmatically repeat the programmed official narratives on dire issues, which they've not even taken the time to investigate, are choosing a path of irresponsibility and cowardice. For those that consider their children's safety a top priority, you can view the groundbreaking documentary film Silent Epidemic, the untold story of vaccinations, at the Reading Library for free today. The screening will be starting at 3:30 p.m. I will attend the end of the film for a short Q&A. We will have some preliminary free DVDs of this film to pass on to those who attend while the initial supplies last. The data presented in this film will leave you shocked and incredibly angered. I want to say again for the record, patriotism is not blind, unquestioning obedience to the official narrative. And remember this fact also. Psychological studies prove that the hallmark of a healthy mind is an unyielding willingness to face the truth, no matter how dire or how unpleasant. The only path to making changes for the better is to fully face reality, period. On that note, Earth's life support systems are completely unraveling at blinding speed. Our own health is also being rapidly and radically broken down by the many of the same factors that are harming the planet. If your top priority is anything other than protecting the planet's ability to support life and the greatest issues which threaten our health, then you should completely reconsider your priorities. If the planet doesn't support life and our health is compromised, our cognitive ability is sacrificed, our ability to think, what challenges could we possibly face? Moving on, the corporate powers and their mainstream media machines of mass deception are trying desperately to keep the population asleep, to tell us everything's fine, go back to shopping, don't worry. So here's from KRCR, ABC affiliate Channel 7 in Northern California, recent headline, North State experiencing hot weather to start the fall season. They follow up with this. It may seem abnormal this time of year given the cooler weather the region saw last week. And the cooler weather was something that was just less than the extremely warm weather. It wasn't cool weather per se. But they end with this. We have seen it before, as if everything's fine. And we face a 40-degree temperature drop in the span of less than a week from the low 100s to the low 60s. With lots of clouds, likely not a lot of rain. The rain forecasts are always diminished as the so-called storm approaches. And we have very amorphous, featureless skies as massive aerosol spraying operations take place overhead. So we're told everything is fine. Go back to sleep. Did KRCR tell us this? Did ABC affiliate Channel 7 tell us this? That the planet has just passed the 16th month in a row of all-time record highs, record warm months, each month breaking the record set in the previous month? Did KRCR tell us that now over 370 months in a row of warmer than average months on planet Earth? We're almost at 40 years in a row of warmer than average years. Did they tell us that? Did KRCR mention that the Earth is currently warming at a mathematical pace that's literally hundreds of times faster than any previous post-ice age cycle? Did KRCR point out that 2016 will be by far the warmest year ever recorded on our planet since record-keeping began, beating out the former record set last year in 2015, which beat out the record set the year before in 2014? No, KRCR or the Record Searchlight won't mention any of this. And when KRCR mentions that we have had warm temperatures in previous decades, again, the previous decades, the last four, have all been far above normal temperatures. So how can such a comparison be considered, quote, normal? In addition, why are the official high temperatures almost always being underreported? Official highs are routinely reported at 3, 4, 5 degrees less than the actual temperatures on the ground. Why? Because that's just one more method being used to statistically hide the true severity of the ongoing planetary meltdown, which is being made worse still by climate engineering. And of course, KRCR will never mention that subject unless they choose to intentionally spin the issue by avoiding any facts and actual science terms like the Searchlight does. Finishing with this rant, has KRCR or the Record Searchlight again ever informed you of the fact that the Earth has lost nearly 60% of its wildlife populations in the last 40 years while human populations have doubled? Has either of these so-called news institutions ever mentioned that we're now losing nearly 300 species of plant, animal, and insect every single day to extinction, which is mathematically 15,000 times the background extinction rates? Has KRCR or the Record Searchlight or any other corporate media source mentioned that we are free-falling into the sixth mass extinction on the planet? This is a mathematical fact, that nearly 60% of the trees on our planet have perished since the dawn of civilization. I could go on and on and on, but what would be the point? Mainstream media like KRCR, Channel 7, the ABC affiliate, and the North State so-called newspaper, the Record Searchlight, will only tell you what they're told to tell you, nothing more, ever. If you think our so-called media will inform you about truly dire issues, like the verifiable dangers of vaccinations and climate engineering, you're mistaken. The corporate media is nothing more than a paid disinformation and public pacification mechanism to keep you asleep at the wheel. I want to read an email message that was sent to KRCR's Mike Krueger, along with Silas Lyons from the Searchlight and Carol. This is very short, bear with me, because there's some big stories to cover. I want to cover later in this broadcast exactly how much pediatricians are making off administering full series of vaccinations off our children. Staggering amounts of money the population needs to know, and I'll read the exact figures from Blue Cross and Blue Shield. But this first short email was sent to Mike Krueger from KRCR, Mike Mangus from KRCR, Silas Lyons and Carol Ferguson. The truth about vaccination dangers, this is from me to them, by the way. The truth about vaccination dangers cannot be hidden much longer. ABC has at least, this is another ABC station, not our local station, has at least shown the courage to do somewhat objective coverage of verifiable vaccination dangers in the link below, which I sent to all three people. Unlike the total blackout and spin at KRCR and the Record Searchlight, they have pushed on the North State citizens. Once fully awakened to the truth, how will Northern California citizens feel about KRCR and the Record Searchlight deception? We will soon enough find out as the truth becomes impossible to hide any longer. And here is the response from ABC affiliate KRCR's Mike Mangus, the news anchor at this ABC station. This is his response to my email, sending him objective coverage of the vaxxed crew, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Del Bigtree, and Polly Tommy. This is the best the news anchor could come up with as a response to me sending him this credible coverage. Just to be clear, Mr. Mangus says, this is not an ABC News station. It's a morning ABC News talk show. Big deal, Mike. Does that really matter? And he finishes with this. Please stop trying to bully us into coverage of this and any other conspiracy theories. How totally pathetic is that? That this is the best the news anchor can do is just rant conspiracy theory over and over and over. This is the only defense people like KRCR's Mike Mangus and the Record Searchlight's Carol Ferguson have, and others just like them, scattered in corporate media all over the planet. The only response they have is to simply rant conspiracy theory as they are trained and paid to do. The public must awaken itself to reality. In spite of all the inarguable toxic assaults against our health and cognitive function, our ability to think, like fluoridated water, toxic vaccinations, toxic and dangerous genetically modified foods, and the mountain of toxic heavy metals and chemicals that are raining down on us through our breathable air column from the climate engineering nightmare in our skies. We face an unimaginable assault, but we must awaken ourselves to reality for it to have any chance in turning the tide. And again, later in this broadcast, I'll give some hard and shocking facts about exactly how much our medical professionals are making from the pharmaceutical industrial complex by making sure our children receive the full onslaught of proven toxic vaccinations. Wait till you hear exactly how much these pediatricians are being paid by Big Pharma. I don't want to forget to mention also the upcoming Alzheimer's Association Walk of Hypocrisy and Deception in Reading on Saturday, October 15th. And their mantra is, take the first step in a world without Alzheimer's. How unbelievably hypocritical is this? While Alzheimer's continues to skyrocket through the roof for some of the reasons I've already mentioned in this show, all of which are ignored by hypocritical organizations like the Alzheimer's Association, who, by the way, has board members from the aluminum industry. Think about that. And I want to remind everybody again, when I tried to sponsor a booth for $500 at last year's Alzheimer's Association walk and was flatly turned down because the Alzheimer's Association made sure that they didn't want anybody to talk about the fact that Alzheimer's and aluminum are connected. In fact, they flatly denied that fact. The Alzheimer's Association denied that there was any connection between aluminum exposure and Alzheimer's, which peer-reviewed science study proves. And when we know we have members of the aluminum industry sitting on the Alzheimer's Association board, how big could the conflict of interest be? So when I showed up at the Alzheimer's walk, they sent their rent-a-cop over to tell me that they were going to have me arrested, which I invited them to do. So much more publicity for their hypocrisy. I stayed. They declined to arrest me, and we continued to pass out flyers at that event, which we will do again this year. And if you really care about Alzheimer's, if you really care about autism, it's time we face some of the reasons why these epidemics are going through the roof. And simply showing up and walking around with no knowledge of what's going on doesn't help change the problem, does it? It's time we look at the truth. And along those lines, the CDC is urging, this is a brand new headline yesterday, CDC urges Americans to get a flu shot as soon as possible. Inject these known toxic vaccinations as soon as possible. And in fact, this year's flu shot has already published that there are massive dangers with this particular round, more so than other rounds. And yet they want you to get that shot as soon as possible. When will we start thinking with our sense of reason? What does it take? While we have autism escalating some 20,000% in the last four decades as the vaccination series have gone through the roof. We have one in three seniors in the U.S. now, one in three dying with Alzheimer's and or dementia. What does it take to wake the American public up? Also, I want to state, if you want to know the truth, what I said earlier in this program, there'll be at least 1,000 free commercial copies on the film Silent Epidemic, also 9/11 films, also climate engineering films, available for free at Orchard Nutrition and Reading Radio. These films should be in by hopefully next week. I'll have them at both these locations as soon as I can. And please pass this information on. We're trying to do everything we can at no cost. If you choose to help us to provide these outreach efforts, you can do so at geoengineeringwatch.org. All contributions to our site go toward this type of outreach, but we're providing these films for free. On to other news. As the first so-called rainstorm comes into Northern California after the record warm month of September, which followed record warm August, record warm July, as I outlined all that earlier in this show, what sort of script reading do we get from KRCR's Channel 7 chief meteorologist? And it's not our local station alone. It's all the meteorologists that are reading scripts from the National Weather Service and NOAA. And who does the weather modeling for National Weather Service and NOAA? Raytheon, private defense contractor Raytheon, that is up to their neck in climate modification. So you have the foxes running the hen house, literally. You have these same defense organizations that are engaged in weather modification, climate engineering, doing the weather modeling because they have to make the weather message somewhat match what's happening in our skies. So here's the terms we hear: mostly sunny, cloudy with a touch of rain. I'm reading right off the AccuWeather script, which is also read by our local meteorologist. Different terms they have: a little rain, cloudy with a shower in spots, cloudy with an occasional shower, mainly cloudy with a little rain, overcast with a little rain, partly sunny with a shower. All these terms. We don't see rain anymore like we used to see. We would see 5, 6, 7 days with just the term rain under every day. No more. Why not? Why don't people ask this question? Why we're dried out all the time, and when storms approach, they typically are downgraded from rain to chance of showers, to a few showers, to possible showers. Our skies are constantly either silvery white and hazy or filled with the spreading, lingering, expanding climate engineering sprayed particulate trails, which form a cobweb-like hazy sky, diminishing our rainfall, shredding our ozone layer. And if you still don't believe climate engineering is real because you listen to and believe paid propaganda sources like KRCR and the Record Searchlight, then show the courage to actually investigate the mountain of scientific data, historical documents, and film footage that proves beyond any reasonable doubt that Earth's climate system is under assault by global powers that feel they have the right to play God with our weather and to play God with Earth's life support systems, and in doing so, to rain down highly toxic heavy metal and chemicals on us all to be inhaled. Recent publication by Obama, presidential decree last week, basically granting immunity to federal agencies for many things that they do that relate to weather dissemination, weather modeling, and other activities. What are those other activities? Take a guess. Here's a headline from the Washington Post. While we have, again, KRCR and other outlets like them trying to tell us, don't worry, it's been hot lots of times before, nothing new, right? Here's from the Washington Post. During one of the country's hottest summers, it was the hottest summer in many locations, by the way, New Orleans quietly set a mind-boggling record. On 43 nights, the temperature did not drop below 80 degrees in New Orleans, according to Louisiana state climatologists. It blows the previous record out of the water, which was 13 nights in 2010. So now we've over tripled that to 43 nights. It's also incredible considering in an average summer, New Orleans has just 2.1 nights at or above 80 degrees. And we just had 43 nights. Over 20 times more? Is that not alarming to anyone? And that's, again, with temperatures being underreported. This record should be getting much more attention than it has been given. And that's a quote from the Washington Post. Another headline. Scientists warn of troubling implications as global warming threatens grasses. From this report, scientists found that the rate of climate change is thousands of times faster than the estimated speed at which grasses can adapt to a warming climate. Global warming is rapidly threatening grasses, including staple foods such as wheat and rice that provide half of all the calories consumed by humans, say scientists. How about that headline? Not going to get it from the Record Searchlight or KRCR. Another headline, Earth locked into hitting temperatures not seen in 2 million years. These are all new headlines. Another headline, this is related. Standing Rock protesters continue to be assaulted and apparently sprayed with some sort of element from crop dusting aircraft. Now, this is what happens to people who try to stand against the corporate fascist powers, whose mission it is to loot, plunder, and pillage the planet until there's nothing left of Earth's life support systems. And when people like the Standing Rock tribes try to stand against that, what's happened? They have our police forces showing up in what looks like military equipment and gear. And I would ask the police officers to consider, please don't just blindly do your job. Consider what you're doing. Consider what those people who are trying to stop the destruction, what their motive is. And behave accordingly. Don't just be a paid mercenary for those in power. Same with our military brothers and sisters. Please, I plead with you, don't just be a paid, mindless, order-following mercenary for those in power. That doesn't coincide with the oaths you've taken to protect our citizenry, does it? These people are simply trying to stop the destruction of the planet while there's something left to salvage. And as I've stated over and over and over again, as the biosphere implodes, the economy must follow. Some headlines to back up that statement. Here's a headline. EU banking mayhem. One bank at a time, then all at once. They're failing. That's what's happening. Another headline. Debt binge will implode world financial system. These are all from last week. Another headline. 9/11 bill crashes Saudi stock market. Now, for those who don't know what the 9/11 bill was, even though it was highly publicized, now U.S. citizens can sue the Saudi government for their part in 9/11, but that's just a distraction because there is no question our government was completely involved, and now they're simply trying to distract the blame away from where it really belongs. And yes, we have to remember that 93 Saudi nationals were given a free plane ride back while no one else was allowed to fly, no questions asked, no interrogations, free ride back to Saudi Arabia. Pretty big odor to that, I would think, isn't there? And how about all the arrest of facts around 9/11? All the debris was mopped up, the first responders sent in when they knew it was a toxic site. Now they're all sick and dying. The steel was immediately shipped to China where it couldn't be investigated. It was immediately melted down. How many bad odors to this issue do we need to have before people investigate? I've offered to provide a very thorough 9/11 fact-filled DVD for anyone who really cares about the truth. And I know some people say, well, that issue's come and gone. Why does it matter? What do you mean, why does it matter? It certainly matters to everyone who lost their family members there. It matters to the first responders who are still dying. And it matters because it was the catalyst. It was the license by which the military-industrial complex was allowed by our population to wreak havoc around the globe. Of course it matters. Investigate. Another headline, Commerce Bank plans 9,600 job cuts in biggest overhaul since the bailout. Almost 10,000 jobs cut at one bank. You think things are really getting better? No, the stock market's being artificially pumped up with printed central bank money to keep the facade going till the last possible second. Another headline, Air Berlin plans 1,200 job cuts. Another headline, World Trade Organization slashes global trade forecast by 39% since April. This is a wake-up call, says the World Trade Organization director. As the environment implodes, the economy will follow. How fed up are other countries with the behavior of the U.S. hegemonic activity around the globe? From the Philippines, Philippine president to scrap future war games with U.S. troops. Other countries have had enough. Another headline, White House approves jet sales to Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait. And I already covered last week the massive arms sales going to Saudi Arabia. Brutal, brutal dictatorship, slaughtering civilians in Yemen, and yet we continue to heap weapons upon them. We don't care that they're not a democracy, but yet we went into Iraq and Libya, and now we're in Syria, a democratically elected government, not like Saudi Arabia. We're not invading Saudi Arabia, which is not a democratically elected government. It's a dictatorship, but yet we're in Syria. Why? Because of the pipeline. Because the Syrian president would not allow a U.S.-backed pipeline to be run across his country. So his country had to be taken out. He had to be taken out. Look at the facts behind the scenes. Another headline. U.S. military is building a $100 million drone base in Africa. Another issue that Gaddafi would have never allowed, ever. Thus, he had to be taken out. Why do you think so many countries allow U.S. bases and boots on the ground? Because they're forced to. Because climate modification, economic sanctions, whatever leverage the U.S. has, it's forcing these other countries to allow occupation. We don't have other countries occupying our soil with their military bases, do we? Why do you think these other countries are giving up their resources while their people live in total poverty? Because they're being forced to. It's time to face facts. If you're truly patriotic, you have to face reality. You don't just blindly wave your flag and accept the official narrative. That's not patriotic. That's cowardice. Another headline. How the U.S. armed up Syrian jihadists. From this report, the West blames Russia for the bloody mess in Syria, but U.S. special forces saw close up how the chaotic U.S. policy of aiding Syrian jihadists enabled Al-Qaeda and ISIS to rip Syria apart. That's the bottom line. As I covered last week, the U.S. is literally conducting itself in a manner that is protecting and facilitating ISIS, and ISIS could not be more brutal. The atrocities they have committed are truly astounding and horrible, and yet the U.S. and elements of the U.S. government have supported them, funded them, fueled them, as I've covered week in and week out. This is reality, the reality that must be faced. And what's it all come down to? Why is Syria being taken down, as I already went over a few minutes ago? It comes down to the final resources. Another headline on that note, oil bankruptcies, 100 down, perhaps 100 more to go. That's the headline. About Damascus and Syria and the U.S. involvement with ISIS militants ahead of the airstrike. Here's a headline. Damascus has proof U.S. talked to ISIS militants ahead of airstrike on Syrian forces. It's from a lawmaker. From this report, Damascus has a recording of a conversation between American military and Islamic State terrorists ahead of the U.S.-led coalition airstrike that hit Syrian troops on September 17th. Think about that. Coordinating with ISIS militants and then the bombing of the Syrian troops, which I mentioned in last week's show, that derailed the ceasefire and allowed ISIS to take over more critically important ground. They killed the very people who were fighting ISIS. And John Kerry said, oops, sorry, we made a mistake. Really? We need to get to the truth. And if you're blindly waving your flag, listening to corporate media disinformation like that you get from our local sources, you're not showing any true responsibility to the whole, to the country, to our children, to anything. Time to face the truth. Another headline. Syrian official says bombing of Syrian troops, no mistake. U.S. is ISIS accomplice. Headlines are everywhere on this. The data to back it up is everywhere on this. According to the People's Council Speaker, the Syrian authorities have evidence that the U.S.-led coalition airstrike was a deliberate act. The details of this recording will be released by Damascus. Syrian troops encircled by Islamic State militants near the town of, I can't even say it, Syrian town, were bombed by U.S.-led coalition warplanes on September 17th, as I just stated. 62 soldiers were killed, over 100 injured. The airstrike, which was immediately followed by an ISIS offensive, as if they knew that that airstrike was going to take place, allowing it, which we now know they did know because the U.S. communicated with them. It allowed them to take on important positions, or take over important positions. The bombing was stopped only after Russian military contacted U.S. sides several times, saying that they were attacking the wrong targets. Moving on. U.S. forces have been accused of killing 22 Somali troops now in what is said to be a misdirected airstrike in the country's northern regions. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis stated, he stated this, "We will look at the reports to see if they are credible, and if they are credible, we'll investigate them," he said. Well, it's very convenient to say none of these reports are credible, or that we always kill jihadists when we have civilians dying all over the place. And if people wonder why we're not well-liked around the world, how would Americans respond if, say, 62 of our troops were killed by, oops, a mistake? Can you imagine if Russia killed 62 American soldiers and said, oops, I'm sorry? How well do you think that would fly here? Or 22 Somali troops? When will the hypocrisy be abandoned by the American population? And our brothers and sisters in the military, again, I'm asking you to consider what you're involved with. That's all I've ever asked, to actually investigate. And don't be a blind order follower, doing whatever bidding those in power want you to carry out. That's not patriotism, not at all. Back to the suing of the Saudi government. Again, here's a headline, Obama's nightmare, Iraqis set to sue U.S. government for war crimes. Now, this goes back to he tried to veto. Now, think about that. Obama tried to veto the legislation to allow U.S. citizens who lost family members in 9/11 to sue the Saudi government. Obama tried to veto that. Why? Why? Because he's in bed with the Saudi government, as have former administrations been as well. Bush administration. Read House of Bush, House of Saud. Very good book documenting the complete allegiance between the Bushes and Saudi Arabia. Same goes for Obama, because all these presidents are simply puppets on the end of strings. Those behind power are the ones that are really pulling the levers. But now that U.S. citizens can sue Saudi Arabia, Iraqis can sue the U.S. government for war crimes. And there's plenty to sue for. Our country has laid waste to Middle Eastern countries. Laid waste. And anybody who thinks this is about freedom and democracy, you're not living in reality. Period. Back to our own soldiers. Back to vaccinations of our own soldiers. Here's a headline. And this proves, it should prove to our own soldiers, that those in power don't care about you at all. They use depleted uranium ammunition, expose you to that, and vaccinate you with untested injections. Here's the headline. Gulf War Syndrome documents prove UK and US military personnel were injected with untested vaccinations. What a surprise. Because in reality, all the vaccinations are untested because of the manner in which the so-called testing is done. And if it was so safe, ask yourself this. If you're one of the vaccine, pro-vaccine waving, completely uneducated and unwilling to look at the facts kind of people, ask yourself, if it's so safe, why have the vaccination companies long since been given total immunity from prosecution? For those who claim vaccinations are so provenly safe, then why do these companies have total immunity? In fact, they threatened our government to stop manufacturing these poison toxins if they weren't given full immunity, and our government promptly gave them full immunity. From this report on the untested military vaccinations. In 1990, recruitment of soldiers commenced for preparation to fight against Iraq and the Gulf War. On January 4th, 1991, mass vaccination programs began, supposedly to protect the soldiers against the chemical warfare with which they may or may not come into contact. The soldiers reported being vaccinated with several vaccinations. In a witness statement, Mr. Richard Tumble told the court that he had received the following vaccinations and a few he could not remember: anthrax, bubonic plague, cholera, typhoid, yellow fever, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, meningitis. Continuing from the report, we know that this list of vaccinations should have also included the now discontinued MMR vaccination, along with Placerix and the pertussis vaccination. And we know these vaccinations were included because the original supply agreement between the UK government and SmithKline show that SmithKline agreed to distribute 1.4 million Placerix vaccinations to the UK for use on UK's babies and the armed forces. This agreement, which was signed in August 1988, stated, SKNF, that's SmithKline in French, have agreed to supply NHS has agreed to purchase the onward sale to the United Kingdom health authorities and the armed forces 1.4 million doses of Placerix measles, mumps, rubella to facilitate the United Kingdom's measles, mumps, rubella vaccination campaign, which commences on October 3, 1988. The supply of vaccines shall be upon the terms of this agreement. Continuing from this report, many vaccinations given to the soldiers were both untested and unlicensed. According to research, the UK government felt the necessity to vaccinate their armed forces with vaccinations that were untested and therefore unsafe. As it turned out, the vaccinations that were given to these men and women were probably as dangerous as the chemical warfare would have been. And in many of the men and women, they have since reported lasting effects from the chemicals and toxins with which they were vaccinated. When you read, continuing from the report again, when you read the harrowing stories of what these brave men and women went through and what they were given to protect them from chemical warfare, the true enormity of what these governments have forced their troops to take and the massive impact that this must have had on their bodies becomes evident. One veteran, Mr. Richard Tumble, reported in his witness statement for an independent public inquiry into the Gulf War illness in 2004 that the vaccinations were not given as a single injection, but in vials that contained two, three, or more vaccinations at a time. Mr. Turnbull continued with this: "I am 52 years old. I served in the Royal Air Force. On January 4th, 1991, everyone in the camp at Dahran was ordered to attend for inoculations with the stipulation that non-attendance would be met with disciplinary action. You must accept these shots. It's the same in today's society, is it not? That we're being told now in California our children can't go to school unless they receive these toxic vaccinations. Vaccinations that we have, again, a CDC top scientist trying to testify that they've known about dangers for two decades. Vaccinations that have known highly toxic heavy metals and chemicals. These are neurotoxins. Why would you want to inject aluminum or mercury or thimerosal into your children's body? But you're forced to. You're going to be forced to now if people don't stand up, just like the troops have always been forced to take these vaccinations." The final paragraph from this report: "When we attended the next morning for these inoculations, we were given no information at all about what we were receiving. We were given no chance to ask about possible side effects to the massive number of injections they were planning to give us." Why are those in our government so hell-bent on making sure everyone in the military and the population receives these toxic vaccinations? Why are they so bent on fluoridating our water? Why are they so bent on exposing us to elements that are proven scientifically to degrade the immune system, to degrade neurological function, and to degrade our cognitive ability, our ability to think clearly and objectively? Why is the power structure so bent on forcing us to be exposed to these elements? You decide. Now, I want to go over a very important article on the vaccination issue for those that are blindly waving their pro-vaccination banners with not a clue as to who's paying who to do what. This is a very, very compelling article that outlines exactly how much our pediatricians are making if they vaccinate all their patients. This is a shocking report. So listen in and consider the ramifications. This was released last week. The headline: "How much money do pediatricians really make from vaccinations? From the report: "If you want to be sure your pediatrician has your child's best interest, this is mandatory reading. Pediatricians around the country have begun refusing to accept families who opt out of some or all vaccinations, thanks to a tip sent to Wellness and Equality by someone from the medical community. We now know why. When my friend's child suffered a life-threatening reaction to a vaccination a week after her first birthday, my friend assumed her pediatrician would write a medical exemption from future vaccinations. Shortly after receiving a routine set of vaccinations, the formerly happy, vibrant one-year-old spiked a 106-degree fever, began having seizures, and was hospitalized. When the unexplained illness passed after a week in the hospital, the little girl had lost her ability to walk. My friend describes how her daughter, who had learned to walk several months earlier at 9 months, suddenly stumbled around like a drunk person. For weeks following the vaccinations, my friend met with a team of pediatricians, neurologists, and neuropathic doctors, and they agreed her daughter had suffered a brain injury caused by a reaction to one of the vaccinations. That was their diagnosis. So what happened then? The report continues, hoping the injury would be temporary, and that she might recover and ease her brain inflammation. If they could help her small body quickly eliminate the vaccine additives, which I just talked about a moment ago, didn't I? That caused the reaction. My friend's daughter underwent an intensive detoxification program overseen by a nutritionalist. Slowly, her daughter learned to walk. My friend is a practicing attorney who graduated from a top 10 college. The evidence was overwhelming that her daughter's reaction had been caused by vaccinations. But a few months later, when she took her daughter back to the pediatrician for a visit, he wanted to vaccinate her daughter again. She was baffled. Why? After a reader sent us a link to a PDF file of Blue Cross Blue Shield's Physician Incentive Program, listen to that title, Physician Incentive Program, in other words, we're paying you to make sure you vaccinate everyone, available online, Wellness and Equality learned that insurance companies pay pediatricians massive bonuses based on percentage of children who are fully vaccinated by age 2. So, how much money do doctors really make from vaccinations? Let's examine this mathematically. The average American pediatrician has 1,546 patients, though some pediatricians see many more. The vast majority of these patients are very young, perhaps because children transition to a family physician or stop visiting the doctor at all as they grow up. The report continues, as the table shows from Blue Cross Blue Shield, these organizations pay pediatricians $400 per fully vaccinated child. If your pediatrician has, for example, just 100 fully vaccinated patients turning 2 this year, that's $40,000. Yes, Blue Cross Blue Shield pays your doctor a $40,000 bonus for fully vaccinating 100 patients under the age of 2. Gee, I wonder why so many people are so unwilling to look at the truth and are so unwilling to respond accordingly and compassionately, that we are poisoning our children because there's simply too much money involved. That's what it comes down to. How twisted and sick is that? I want to finish this report before I go on a rant. Continuing from the report, if your doctor manages to fully vaccinate 200 patients, that bonus jumps to $80,000. But here's the catch. Under Blue Cross Blue Shield's rules, pediatricians lose the whole bonus unless at least 63% of patients are fully vaccinated. And that includes the flu vaccine. So it's not just $400 on your child's head that they could lose if they don't vaccinate. It could be the whole bonus. To your doctor, your decision to vaccinate your child might be worth $40,000 or much more to him, depending on the size of his or her practice. Stand back and think about that for a minute. We're talking about unimaginable amounts of money paid even by Blue Cross and Blue Shield to make sure children are filled with these toxic materials that are directly related to the massive explosion of autism. We're down to 1 in 25. And if you think that the other 24 that aren't diagnosed are still fully functioning, think again. And if that's the case, then why are IQs going down, not up? How can you possibly inject neurotoxins into your child and not have a problem? 69 shots by age 18? This is staggering. Absolutely staggering, the kind of money involved here. And who's paying all that money? Where is that money really coming from? Don't we have to ask ourselves that question, that we now have the government funding healthcare in places to make sure there's enough money in the system so that doctors can be paid these ungodly amounts to make sure that kids are vaccinated, whether they want it or not? The train is completely off the rails, as I said in the beginning of the show. It's completely and totally and utterly off the rails. Final paragraph in this report. If your pediatrician recommends that your child under the age of 2 receive the flu vaccine, even though the flu vaccine has never been studied in young children, and evidence also suggests, by the way, that the flu vaccine actually weakens a person's immune system over the long term, ask yourself, final sentence in this report, is my doctor more concerned with selling the vaccinations to keep my child healthy or to send his child to private school? This is the system we have. And for those who want to know some very hard, shocking facts, I challenge you, show up at the Reading Library today at 3:30. Show up and view a film that will leave you breathless and angry. You can't imagine the data that's available that our media is not telling us about. Hard, verifiable, statistical facts that we are not being told about. When you go to your pediatrician, ask them exactly how much money they make if they administer full vaccination protocols to at least 63% of their patients, and see if you think they're giving you an honest answer, because we have the proof to show just how money they're making, how much money they're making. And all the people who are supported by the doctors, the medical industrial complex, if you will, also seem unwilling to look at the truth, because their paychecks and their pensions also depend on hiding this dire truth, on hiding the truth about what we've been doing to our children. How can anyone look themselves in the mirror? I ask this because I couldn't look myself in the mirror if I was ignoring these truths. I couldn't. I didn't want to do what I'm doing for the last 15 years, expending my entire retirement account, which I won't need on the path we're on anyway. But this is not what I planned on spending the last nearly 15 years of my life doing. But I can't not do this. Once you learn about these truths, and it started again with climate engineering and back to the vaccinations, and as dire as those are, even if you choose to stay home and avoid the vaccinations, you can't avoid what you're breathing in the air column, because climate engineering is raining down the same toxic materials that are contained in vaccinations, and you're inhaling those. And by the way, injected or inhaled heavy metals are exponentially, unimaginably worse than ingested heavy metals, because people talk about, well, there's aluminum, slight aluminum content in this or that that we digest. But the digestive system eliminates most of those toxins, not when you inhale the materials or not when they're injected into your body. And when we look at synergistic toxicity between, for example, as I've stated before, between aluminum and mercury, we know vaccinations contain mercury. Many contain aluminum also. We know we have mercury in our systems from the massive coal fire power plants. We know that. We put 100 million tons of CO2 in the atmosphere a day, and a lot of mercury goes with that, because mercury migrates around the atmosphere very well because it converts to a gaseous state. So we're exposed to mercury from that source. But now when we have aluminum that's been mined and refined and sprayed, because, by the way, contrary to what some disinformation people try to claim, that we should expect aluminum everywhere because it's such an abundant element in the environment. What they don't tell you is that aluminum does not exist in the environment in free form, period. It's always bonded to other elements. So if it's bioavailable and floating around the atmosphere and coming down in our rain, it's been mined and refined and sprayed, period. Some of it goes up with coal fire emissions. I don't deny that. But the amount of aluminum coming down in our rain, let me give some statistics again from a filtered forested location with no roads, no transportation, no industry on the east side of Lake Shasta. Rain tests, the escalation of the amount of aluminum in rain tests over a 18-month period went up 50,000%, almost 50,000%, from 7 parts per billion to 3,450 parts per billion, highly toxic aluminum-filled rain. If it's in the rain column, it's in the air, we're breathing it. But everybody in agencies, from the medical industrial complex to the agencies like EPA, USDA, US Forest Service, and others, all pretend it isn't happening because their paychecks and pensions depend on them pretending it isn't happening. And we know what happens to anybody who dares to speak out, don't we? Look what happened to Dr. Andrew Wakefield, one of the most noble and courageous individuals, I believe, to have ever walked the planet. I am hugely honored to have met Andrew Wakefield and to have a connection with him. How much has he sacrificed because he wouldn't toe the line, because he wouldn't ignore the facts, because he couldn't ignore the facts. His conscience would not let him. He has sacrificed everything. And yet we still have a completely aggressive demonization program against individuals like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, because anyone who dares to question the truth, anyone who dares to question the official narrative, is persecuted. And this is the reality we live in. So I ask everyone again who's in the North State, if you care for your child, show up at the free screening of Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccinations at the Reading Library. Get a free DVD to take with you and show others, and you'll want to show others. It will alter your world, believe me, when you know what's going on. And when you consider how much your pediatrician is making off being sure that he administers the full sets of vaccinations, they want to be sure that these neurotoxins are administered to our children. You have to ask yourself why. What's the real reason? What's really going on here? And these are deep, dark questions that so many people are unwilling to face. Is this really about the health of our children? How can that be? How can this really be about the health of our children when we have so much data being so systematically and aggressively ignored? Data which proves the dangers of vaccinations, the dangers they pose. Now, along those lines, I want to read another headline. Supreme Court upholds immunity for vaccination manufacturers. On February 22nd, 2011, the Supreme Court delivered a major win for pharmaceutical manufacturers by upholding the ruling that Congress intended in the 1986 National Childhood Vaccination Injury Act, it's called NCVIA, to prevent all vaccination-related tort liability. Think about that. Vaccination companies are completely immune from liability. Doctors are being paid unimaginable amounts of money to make sure that they administer these vaccinations. If you don't see a problem here, you're not looking very hard. And consider this. Legislation is in process right now that may eliminate the right for anyone to present any data that is not pro-vaccination. This is happening right now. If we stand by and allow this to happen, where we can't even present data that disputes the false narrative that vaccinations are safe, what kind of country are we living in? Why are our sons and daughters fighting in other countries supposedly to preserve our freedoms here when they're stripping those freedoms away from us by the day? And if you're sitting on the bench, if you're ignoring what's happening, if you're pretending that someone else will carry the ball forward or it'll just magically all go away, then you're a part of the problem. Don't sit the bench. Show up and make a difference. Get a DVD, share it, copy it, spread it around, learn what's happening around you if you care about your children. And when we're given the typical programmed propaganda, conspiracy theory response by our local so-called media or others, people who just want to be a part of the herd, and they use this term as some sort of acknowledgement that they're obedient members of the herd and they would never question the official narrative. How many things do we already know, historical facts, that were completely contrary to what we were told? 60,000 of our sons and daughters died in Vietnam, a war that was triggered by what is now historically proven to be a false flag event. This is business as usual, and these types of events have continued from that point until now. We have a population that has not wanted to know the truth, but that must change, or very soon it will be game over for all of us. The cancer that controls the world at this moment is in many ways on autopilot. Each cell in the cancer doing what it perceives to be for its own benefit, doing what he or she believes to be for his or her own interest by cooperating with and serving the cancer in exchange for a paycheck and a pension. But the reality is this: the cancer is killing the host and every one of us with it. We now live in a time not unlike the Inquisition in regard to the mob mentality treatment of any who dare to tell the truth. each of us needs to ask ourselves which side of the fence we're on. Do we really want the truth? Do we really care about the future of our children? Or is the majority of our species willing to remain rooted in total denial until the end? Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.